about that this morning. Let's hear it for the band, John Lambert on lead vocals today. But it was fun, wasn't it? And believe it or not, I think it actually does because, we're halfway there. And when we started this thing, we said, this thing that God's calling us to has to be bigger than something we feel like we can do on our own. And so in a very real sense, we are and have been living on a prayer. So very excited to have you here this morning as we're at the half God's been doing in the lives of people and our role in that. And before we do that, my name's Kurt, by the way. It's great to have you here. And yes, I knew the Colts played on Thursday. That's been the question of the morning. I have that one. You didn't want Eli Manning, so I chose Andrew in honor of the win and halftime. So first, getting us into this space, meaning they were, leading behind the scenes, coordinating people, organizing. We're building this building, our community as we went through this process. And so I just want to say thank you real quick to this group, Julie Bushenkirk, Ryan Schwartz, and Mark Jones. Let's thank these people. They're very influential in playing key roles behind the scenes, and hundreds of people that were actually a part of putting labor in out here, making sure things got done, but these people behind the scenes leading. As we've said, is a very important service for us today because this is a key moment in our existence in Crosspoint short history where we, and so here's what I'd like us to do. We did something a couple months ago, actually, when we first moved into this building, before we were open to the public. It was kind of like our pre, because there's something visual that I want us to see this morning. So if we could get the house lights up just a little bit, Dave, I didn't tell him about this. But here's what I want us to do. 2012, the summer of 2012 was a year where it was like smoking hot. It was like 108 degrees all summer. You couldn't water your lawns, couldn't shoot off fireworks because there was no water. First time guest today, or you're visiting with someone today, I just want you to go ahead and stand to your feet, all right? And I'm not going to single anybody out, all right? Everybody's going to be standing by the end. I want you to Crosspoint previous to that, the 2 years previous to that. So basically, if you are older than 2 years here with us, but you don't remember this segment of time, I want you to go ahead and rise to your feet, all right? Go ahead and stand. It's a few more of us, all right? Cool. Now, 2 years of Crosspoint's existence. So you remember Crosspoint having one service, and so you joined us across the street at Fall Creek Intermediate School. Now, what's really cool about this is look around, and the people you see seated right now are people that were a part of the original launch team that helped Crosspoint get off the original team, and I want you guys to go ahead and stand to your feet. This was the team. Here's the cool thing. Actually, all of us are on the back of someone else. Those of you that are more, there are people before you that came. The people that were seated last, they're the ones that took this whole thing on their back and said, whoa, we want to invest. Let me just pray for us. God, thank you for the fact that we can be here today, and I'm very thankful for every single person that's sitting here and standing in this room, for every single person that's watching, of the sacrificial giving and investment of other people, people that didn't even know us. We thank you for this. We thank you for the opportunity to change the lives of people, primarily because you change lives and also because of the obedience of many people who are just following. Maybe looking for something to latch onto that's bigger than ourselves, God, that we'd get a clear picture of what you're doing here and maybe for the first time see what our role. Awesome. Go ahead and grab a seat. Now, as I said, today is an important day, and really, it's bigger than just a defining moment and whether we're going to continue to be about what God's heart is about, which is running after people, or if we're going to start playing church. The launch pad camp about this today and the impact of it, and it was basically a three-year campaign where we were asking people to give financially above and beyond what they were offering to him. And one of the key principles in this is when we begin to see what we have, everything we have, our money, our possessions, as not ours, but they're actually God's, they came from him, and we're just people to say, of everything you possess, in addition to what you're already investing and giving, we want you to consider a sacrificial gift on top of that. In fact, this was always above and beyond what people were already providing to build the temple, to put places in the community for people to experience spiritual impact, to experience God. $125,000 that will allow us to jumpstart this project. We'd already raised a number of, almost $500,000 in order to start the project and get us in a funding package. Let me just show you how big Crosspoint's heart was right here. This was what actually was pledged. I mean, that was incredible. Blew me away. I mean, you're talking, we almost time and a half, almost 50% more than what we thought we needed. Now, one of the big questions that comes up is like, well, man, really, there's not extra. Right? And so it was almost like God knew that there was more that was going to be needed. And, we expanded the footprint of this building slightly. Basically, we've based our funding on over these 3 years, this $944,000 coming in. Now, at halftime, we're at the half received so far 43.4% of the total pledge. So we should be at 50%. That'd mean we're right on, you know, context is phenomenal. I mean, that, you know, if you have a capital campaign and you're within 80 to 90% of your goal, you're doing great. We're doing our best, We want to finish this thing strong. We want to hit it 100% because that just enables us to continue to do in greater levels. Some of you saw that if you've been giving to this. But see, here's the thing. This whole deal, while the numbers are important, all right, we have to hit our marks. It's been about more than steel and drywall and paint and seats. You know, and it's really been about us asking the question, is my heart running out of line with what God is doing through this place? And so, you know, we see Jesus continuing to change lives, and so we want to be about that, and relationship with Jesus and meaningful relationships with others. And so, you know, so those are the things we're running after, and we have to continue to resource, listen, and process through this information. At the end of our time, I'm going to give you a chance to respond, and all of us are in different places than this, but I'm going to ask today, you received a launch campaign halftime commitment card, and on the back, I'm going to walk you through at the end of the service what, you know, God might be stirring you to do, and you're prepared for it. Now, if you're a guest today, listen, you get an inside look at what's been going on in the hearts of Crosspoint people, all right? This isn't for you, but you might get a glimpse. I see example after example after example of things Jesus is teaching and talking about, and I just say, man, I want that in my life right there. I want that. And he paints this picture of these men who are wanting to leave a lasting impact. They want to leave a legacy behind them. And listen, these are like uneducated fishermen, all right? These are not the brightest of the brightest. This isn't the best bulb in the pack, all right? These are the table. They're not the smartest in the pack, not the best, you know, fry in the happy meal. I mean, these guys, though, they say, with whatever we have, the sons of Zebedee came up to him, meaning Jesus, with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, what do you want left in the kingdom? Jesus answered, you do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? They said to him, we are able. But it is for those to whom it has been prepared by my Father. But when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. I mean, you can imagine this, right? This happens in my house. But Jesus called them to him, and he said, you know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. You must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to... And so Jesus gives us a clear picture right here of what it means to be significant. He says, basically, if you want to lead a significant life, a few others... I mean, it happens when we pour our lives into other people and things outside of ourselves. You know, I was running through some bother you. Listen to this. We're the wealthiest generation that's ever existed in the history of humankind. Wealthiest generation ever. And spiritually. In fact, a mere 2% of the world's grain harvest would be enough to erase all the problems of hunger and all the starving. Everybody that's starving a 2,500 calorie diet every day. The problem is the storehouses are locked. The supply chain is broken. Rooms in the world to house all the orphans of the world. In fact, here's the math on it. There are 145 million orphans worldwide of Jesus, call themselves, you know, Christians. And so purely from a statistical standpoint, American Christians could actually end eternity. Now, I understand, you know, we can't all adopt, or maybe we don't feel called to adopt. Some of us are elderly and can't do that, or sick. But, I mean, there's actually ample resources in this room in order for us to accomplish God's redemptive work in this community and continue to do it. It's here. We're on the front line. Sometimes we're on the supply line. And yet what we know is it takes multiple connects for people to actually go from a place of not knowing. And that happens in multiple ways. And for many of us, we're a part of the supply line. What God calls us to in terms of being a life that is a life of significance means investing in the lives of others. Here at Crosspoint, we sometimes, with our leadership, explain it like a chain. That's a link in the chain. If you play that role, you're a link in the chain. If you're somebody who serves coffee, you know, generously, and you give away, you know, generosity with a cup of check-in, or you receive a child into the nursery, and you just hold them, you know, for an hour while they're crying and slobbering all over you while their parents are in here, you know, making guitar, jamming down to, Like a Prayer, right? You know, I mean, listen, you're a link in the chain. When you find, and a lot of times it takes link after link after link after link for someone to experience Jesus, to see him, to maybe have those aha moments and come. Like, we just had a staff meeting this last week, and one of our newer staff members, we went around the circle and we're just talking about why we were here. What brought you to Crosspoint? And we're walking through those front doors. And every time there's somebody that just said, hey, it's great to see you here at Crosspoint today. She's like, we look forward to, you know, Jesus was like, it's not what you have, it's not your position, it's not your status, it's not how, if you're the brightest bulb in the bunch, if you got the fattest paycheck in the bunch, in order to invest in the lives of others. 3 months ago, we moved into this facility, and but I want to kind of give you a picture of what that journey has looked like. I'm going to show you here in a moment, at the front end of this video, in about 50 seconds, what took place. So take a look at the screens. I love that passage from 1 Peter. He's moving slow about his promise to return, as some people might think. You know, every time I read that, you know what I picture in my mind? I have this image of God, you know, sitting at a horizon in the morning, and Jesus, you know, wakes up and stretches, and he says, Hey, Dad, is today the day? And God's over here, today the day we're going to go down and end it all, and we're going to, you know, bring the world redeemed, you know, and bring everybody up here to heaven, down at the world. And he just kind of shakes his head. He says, no, son, today is not the day. And Jesus says, look at how much pain is going on down there. Look at everything that's going on. I mean, the place is screwed up. I mean, when are we going to come down here? And that just shows us how big God's heart really is. Take a look at what he says next. God says, no, he's being patient for your sake. He doesn't. It's like he's saying, no, I've got big plans. There's still work to be done down there. And part of that work is how, you know, when you interact, when you're at work, at school, and you know your neighbors that are looking for something to latch on to, they're experiencing a degree of sense of some of the things in life that have happened, and why am I here? And amidst this brokenness and this pain, they're looking for a life conversation between Jesus and God. It's actually taking place. God is being slow because he wants everyone to come, and one of his tools is waiting on. And so help me welcome Nick Hayes to the platform this morning. Hi, Lucas. and it was dedication day, and you're bringing him, as we're having one of these baby dedications here in a few weeks to you. And I remember talking to you that day, and there was just a hollowness. I mean, that was a joyful day. I mean, a day we should be excited, and yet there was something. You were almost in. Yeah, I mean, I remember having a conversation with Jessica right after you began treatment, and just the concern and the.
I got in a couple situations with the people that I was dealing with that came pretty close to losing my life, I knew something had to change. Mm-hmm. Either drugs were going to kill me, or the people that I was associated with were going to kill me. Mm-hmm. Giving them a chance. Mm-hmm.
But when I met Nick, when Nick came home earlier this spring, total a different guy than the guy the day we dedicated your son. And you met Christ, began a process. Where did that go then? You've told me that many times. I mean, even be here. Now, so what, you know, what did this place mean to you as you were away? I know Jessica was here. And
you know, even before I went in the program, you know, we were coming here. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't mentally here. I was physically here. Mm-hmm. I think Jessica, she, even though days I didn't want to come, she, you're going. So,
so what are you doing now? I mean, here's the cool part of the story. See, God always takes where we are and uses it beyond us, doing some other stuff.
Me and Jessica are going to try to host a small group.
Yeah. So, small group. Are you looking for a group? Great group. Down
level 1 certification in biblical counseling and basic theology. So hopefully I will be able to maybe go get my level 2. And,
yeah.
I would love to help people that struggle with the same things I've struggled through. I would love to.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yeah. How cool is that? Listen, Nick is an invested person. I mean, you know, not only have you gone through the journey he's been on, his openness, his vulnerability. Thank you, buddy. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Job right here, all right? And for us at Crosspoint, you know, if you notice, we were a link in the chain, right? I mean, we weren't on the front line of the life change. We were eventually doing his life. One of my favorite verses that comes out of the Old Testament is from the book of Habakkuk, 1 verse 5. It says, "For I am doing something in your..." I didn't just share this story. You wouldn't believe me if I would have told you that story. I mean, how cool is that when you begin to hear the redemptive power that God has in people's lives, and I've experienced, and I'm going to reproduce that and invest in that so that I can help see that same kind of change happen in the lives of others. Doing, continuing to do. I mean, I am in awe. I mean, I wake up every day and I can't believe I get to lead this place. I mean, sometimes people are like, "You're actually the pastor here?" I'm like, "Yeah, God is doing here at Crosspoint." And we've had a great first half, and one of the things we learned from the gridiron and one of the things we learned from the heart, we want to finish strong. We want to see this thing through, not just so we can fulfill our commitments, but we want to see this thing through so that we can continue to be about what God's about is. So I want to ask you to take two cards out right now and just hold them in your hands. I'm going to ask you to take out your connection card and the card I referred to earlier, the halftime launch commitment. The launch campaign halftime card is really for people who are, you know, saying, "Hey, I'm a regular here. I'm a partner here. This is my church home." If you're a guest, something's connecting, you're like, "You know, I'm going to try this journey thing out next week. You know, if you say it's the most important thing you do around here, maybe I'll come and be a part of that." Maybe it's signing up for a job would be. For the rest of us, I want us to hold this card in our hand, and this halftime commitment card. And the reason I'm asking you to hold this of us, even if you're here and you weren't here 18 months ago when we began, that doesn't rule you out from being able to be a part of it still for the second half of it. It's about equal sacrifice. It's about, you know, what do I have that I could bring sacrificially to move the kingdom of God forward here, spiritual maturity. We really do. In fact, we care way too much about you to let you just sit and kind of lead a normal, non-sour lives to entirely new places. So the first group of people I want to speak to in these next few moments are those of you who, "Hey, here's where I am." And what I want to ask you to do is to fill out the front part of this card. And then on the back, if you made a previous commitment, there's a box where you can fill your original commitment that you made 18 months ago. That's very helpful for us to know. You should have received an update on that in the last 2 weeks. And if it's your intention to fulfill that, great. Second box, if you say, "Man, not only can we fulfill it, but God's been good to us. We feel like we can do more." I believe there's people here today who God is stirring to do more. If you're in a place to do that, then I ask you to prayerfully consider what that looks like and identify that. And you can put that in the blank box for those who have made a commitment 18 months ago. If you say, "Man, Kurt, it's been difficult. I've not been able to fulfill my commitment. I stepped out in faith, but originally committed." Listen, there's grace here, right? There's grace. And so if you need to adjust your commitment, then adjust it. And it's 18 months. Worry less about what hasn't been done and what you can do now as you walk this thing out. And I encourage you to consider, what can I do? It might be $5. You lose the opportunity to be a part of something significant. So if you made a previous commitment, if you just take a few moments, and I'm going to give you a couple minutes here. And see, when we originally did this, you didn't have the opportunity to make a campaign commitment. I want to invite you to consider making a pledge for the facility in Fishers, a place that is literally just brick and mortar and steel, but it's a place for people to come and see Jesus. And so if you want to be a part of this, then you can identify, here's what we feel sacrificially like we can do as a family or individually. $120 a month bill. And our kids, you know, went through a detox process, not as bad as Nick's, but, you know, they went through detox and nights out of eating out a month. And all of a sudden we're like, wow, we actually can make a significant commitment by just sacrificially giving. Basis, you know, either affirming your previous commitment, adjusting it, or increasing it if you're in a place to do that, or jumping on board and saying, "Hey, I want to be a part of this." Take the next minute or so, month, and just prayerfully consider what your role in this is.